The WYPR News team is bringing you a series we're calling As They Grow, Tracking Change for the Next Generation. In it, we're reporting on the choices Baltimore area youth are making. Today, WYPR's Dominique Maria Benessi talks to two young men from Sandtown Winchester who are working to turn their lives around and, in the process, prevent other youth from falling into the cycle of violence.
October 1st marked a milestone for Akai Alston. It was the first time the 25-year-old had been home for a whole year since he was 14. The rest of the time, he had been in and out of custody.
You know, me being a follower, giving in a peer pressure, being a young man, older guys manipulating me to do things.
Alston says he was caught up in the wrong place at the wrong time.
And I wound up catching a very violent charge I got 20 years for.
But he only did 5 of those years in adult prison. Since he was released this time, he's been working 3 jobs, one of them as an outreach worker for U-Turns, a program offered to young people from Sandtown Winchester, providing, among other things, individual and group therapy sessions, job search assistance, and life skills.
It's hard for these young people, and they need examples of what it takes, you know, to persevere through this.
Alston and his coworker, Calvin Parker, walk through Sandtown every day, talking with youth on the streets about their choices in life.
These kids, man, they deal with a lot, you know, so it's like first and foremost, we got to understand the environment that we're in. This is Sandtown, Winchester. This is probably one of the worst neighborhoods in Baltimore City, period.
Parker, 34, who grew up in nearby Gilmore Homes, concedes to having made some bad choices. He's another one who's been in and out of custody since he was 14. He says he wants to show these kids something else.
If we can give them other options, like they actually have a future. Because as of right now, those that choose to remain in a condition, their future is only one of two things, death or prison, early death or prison.
Alston and Parker start a conversation with the young people they come across.
Being genuine, you know, being who we are.
Transparent. Just being who we are. Like you said, like that's what works. There's no special tactic. We don't go out with a script. Like, it's just a basic conversation.
Alston, who would not let us sit in on group sessions with the kids, says he wants to give them options about their futures.
Giving them a choice other than the streets and in the corners. We got young men that enrolled in our program that never had jobs before.
Alston helped a few of the 18-year-old young men find jobs using computers at the Penn North Kids Safe Zone.
We all from the same community, kids, and watch me on these corners. I'm learning as I go, you know. I'm coping with my traumas as well.
Dr. Charlotte Bright, who specializes in juvenile justice at University of Maryland School of Social Work, says as kids get older and more mature, they make better decisions.
The risk-reward ratio changes as we age. What I mean by that is that it becomes less fun and less exciting to participate in risky behavior.
One crime on the rise among Baltimore adolescents, carjacking. And while Bright says adolescents should be held responsible for their actions, she's not surprised.
It is easy to see how an adolescent might make a split-second decision to think what would be really fun would be to take this car for a ride.
And that same person 10 years later might say,
wow, that is an exciting-looking car. I'd like to take that for a ride. And then think through, what would happen if I did that? And realize that the outcome is likely to be very negative.
Alston says he began to change his ways of making decisions when he became a father. He says he wants to impart some of what he learned to the youth he works with.
And in me being just a little tad bit older, I'm able to give what I'm learning through my struggles to them.
And maybe help them avoid the juvenile system altogether. I'm Dominique Maria Benessi for 88.1 WYPR.